Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is today that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We was having some technological difficulties, and so now we're back up. And so I am going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that you continue to bless us, Heavenly Father, to be who you have us to be. And we just ask that you bless each person who's listening and those who are going to listen. We understand that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of your just your grace and your mercy and your favor. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the things that you've already done and the things you're going to do. We ask, Lord, with this particular show, with this particular ministry, be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask that you continue to allow each individual to hear the word of God and to empower each individual to keep on keeping on. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. And you even started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And for that, we say thank you. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, we ask, will we continue to be in your presence? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I'm so excited and delighted. We're having some technological difficulties here, but God is still good. My introduction song didn't come on, but we're going to get all of that back up. But we're starting back up. I want to wish everyone a happy new year. I know it's been a while, but I've been online, and we've been having praise, and we've been having church online as well, as far as the Facebook page is concerned. But I'm back on air, and we're going to really magnify who God is, and we're going to reconnect with you guys. I know it's one thing to write the message of God, but it's another thing in order to speak it where individuals can hear and actually appreciate, amen, the blessings of God as we're able to connect and share with each other. All right? So, you know, on tonight is a special night because this is our needs and wants, okay? And with this particular night, what we do is we come together and we create a matrix. We create a chart, a graph, a railroad track, a cross, whatever you want to call it, in order to be able to organize our thoughts that we have towards God. And when we say thoughts towards God, what are those things that you want to communicate unto God? Monday nights are usually the nights in which we do this. Amen, but you can do it every day. But Monday nights are the nights that we do this on the AfridaLoveShow.com. All right, so what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper. All right, I want you to go ahead and draw the cross. Draw the cross. The cross, same cross that Jesus hung on. And when I say the same cross that Jesus hung on, this is a very serious activity. This is a cross, just a plain T. That's all it is. Okay? When I say a T, we're talking about a lowercase T. Okay? Just a plain T. All right. Now, with that T, I want you to draw another line and make a railroad track. All right? Make a railroad track. So you should have two parallel lines, a straight line going up and down and two parallel lines. All right? Very good. All right. So in the first quadrant, which is at the top, okay, you want to put a plus sign, or you can write add. It's up to you. A plus sign or add. Through a neighbor, you want to write the word balance, and you can even draw a balance beam. You can draw an arrow, and when I say arrow, you can draw a line, and you can draw an arrow going one way and an arrow going the other way. Or you can write the word balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E, or you can just write B. It's up to you. All right. Then down the street from add, you have prayer. All right? You can put a P in that box, but remember that that's prayer. Right next door to prayer, you want to put dreams. And notice that I put it plural, dreams. Or you can write D. Then at the bottom, that's a very special section. I want you to just put power. And you're going to say, well, there's another box that's available. Yes, there's another box that's available, but I want you to put power in the box. All right. Now, let me tell you the meaning, the significance of this activity, because I have a lot of new individuals who have come to join our segment. When we write the word add, basically, those are things that you want added into your life. What are some things that you really want added into your life? A lot of people are seeking happiness. A lot of people are seeking peace. A lot of people are seeking healing. Some people are seeking just more opportunity. Some people are seeking family. Some people are seeking friends. Some people are seeking God, being more closely in sync with God. What are those things that you want added into your life? Okay. Next door we have balance. I always tell the story, the balance beam. For instance, when we were children, there was a balance beam, okay? And so when one person would get on the balance beam, then the other side would go up, okay? But when both people were on it, no matter how much they weighed, we could balance this balance beam. Well, sometimes in life what happens is that you're on the balance beam, okay? And for some reason somebody jumps off, right? Or you jump off, and then boom, everything hits rock bottom. And so at this particular time, God is asking us, what do you want to have balance of? What happened? What is your circumstance that happened that caused you to lose your balance? We talk about balance a lot. We think about a baby. When a baby is learning to walk, a baby loses their balance sometime, and they have an instinct to hold on to something, God says. When we talk about the word balance, what is it that you want God to hold on to in order to balance your life? We talk about this balance. Is it your career? Is it your family? Is it your relationship? What is it that you want God to balance within your life? Okay? We talk about prayer. Prayer is very universal. We know what that means. Do you want to have more prayer time? Do you want God to allot or to give you more prayer time? Who are you praying for? This particular box is is a huge box because, first of all, you can put people in this box, okay? Second of all, you can also put what is it about prayer you want to have more of, okay? But usually we put people within this box, okay? Then we talk about dreams. And dreams really goes with purpose. What is the purpose of your life? What purpose do you want within your life? We talk about the dreams, and we're not talking about something when you go to sleep and you have a dream. Okay? We're talking about, for instance, Dr. Martin Luther King said, I have a dream, right? And he was talking about the dream where everybody would be treated equally. What is your dream? What is your purpose in life? What is your passion? What is your dream? Some of you want to be lawyers. Some of you want to be doctors, teachers. Some of you aspire to be consultants. Some of you aspire to be on platforms with individuals who are very prolific and prominent. What are your dreams? And you need to put those things on here. Then we talk about the power. There are certain situations that God is illustrating that he has to have his power. You know, you can't do things. We can't do things in our own strength. There are certain situations and certain things that happen within life that we ask God to put his power on. What are those things? You know, you might want to put God to put his power on healing. You might want to put God's power on anything that deals with family and friends or anything like that. What do you want God to put his power on? Because when we ask God to put his power on that, then it's very powerful. And so when we look at these boxes, and as I explained it to you, I used you, yes, you, as an example. But I want you to really think about your family and friends as well. This is not a time in which we just put everything about us. you know. Don't forget yourself, of course. But there's, you have some family members, you have some friends, you have some coworkers, you have some neighbors, you have some individuals who want things added as well. And so we don't want to forget individuals. So as you're adding these things within your life for yourself, include your family, include your children, include your spouse, include your neighbor, include your friends, those particular individuals. Amen? Amen. And we're going to listen to Brother Dappy Keys, and I want you to really think about this activity, and I want you to write it down, and I know God is going to give us an encouraging word. Then after that, I'll have a few announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a great night. You are listening to the AfridaLove.com show. It's AfridaLove.com now. Okay, AfridaLove.com. We've changed a lot of things. AfridaLove.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. All right. So that was the particular segment in which we added, we had balance, prayer, dreams, and power. Those were the particular aspects that we had. Amen? Amen. So let us continue to listen to God. Let us continue to be about the business of who God is. One of the things that I want you to understand is that when you have an anointing, when God has called you to do something, those particular things do not leave. Matter of fact, those particular things always remain with you until God decides that he wants those things to leave. Now then, when we look and analyze the different aspects of the area of what God wants us to do, as far as the adding, the balance, the anointing, the dreams, and all of those other things, you have to understand that when we things into our life, we're adding those particular things that will enhance our lives. Some of you want healing. Some of you want blessing. Some of you need financial increase. Some of you said, I need more love. I need more joy. I need more understanding. I need more education. I need less stress. And I want more just relief. Those particular things, when we talk about balance, we talk about, for instance, balancing your ministry, balancing your attitude, balancing your career, your health, those particular things. And we talk about the anointing or the prayer. There are particular individuals that we're praying for, but we're praying for everybody holistically. Then we talk about the dreams. What are those aspirations that you have? And we're not just talking about going to bed having dreams. We're speaking about how can you, what is your purpose in this particular world. Then, of course, we had the power pact, when we dealt with the careers and the families and the understanding, the health and wisdom and anointing. What are those things that you want God to place his power on? What are those storms that you're going through? It doesn't necessarily have to be storms. It could be that you just need more understanding of your life and how to balance your life, and you need God to place his power. So, in looking at all these holistically, there are some things that we must understand. And one of the things is God hears all of our prayers. And the things that we ask for, we ask God, are these things in the will of God? Are these things what God wants us to have? And God will give us the increase, but we have to continue to believe and trust in God. Amen? Amen. So on tomorrow, God's will, we're going to have the billboard, the gospel billboard, top 15 billboard gospel artists. So please come back on tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Again, remember that all of these particular ministries are archived. That means that they're all saved. So be sure to tell your family and friends about AfritaLove.com. But come on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's where all the shows are, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. And I have to get the music back because I don't have the music downloaded on the particular show. So because we've changed the format and there were some technological difficulties. But make sure that you come back on tomorrow, God's will, and we're going to have to get the sound going. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AfritaLove or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. Now then, I will also be on 91.3 on Sundays from 7 to 9. My first guest will be Mr. Stephen Baquet. He's actually in New Jersey right now. He's an author and a speaker. He's a self-made millionaire. And he is also going to be speaking at many different schools and other places like that. And if you're interested, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. His name is Mr. Stephen Baquet. He's been featured on CNN. He's been featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show, the Ellen Show, and things of that nature. So if you're interested in having him come to your organization to speak, I am more than willing to speak to you. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for your family and your friends. When you pray for your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And don't forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We want to continue to pray for those who are in bereavement. I know that I've been reading about a lot of youth who are missing. Some youth have been found, and we just want to continue to pray for our youth. It's very important that we pray for our youth each and every day, not just, you know, sporadically or not just sometimes, but it's very important that we pray for all of our youth each and every day. It's very important. We have to pray for our youth. In addition to that, just continue to make sure that you connect with me. As I said before, my website is AlfredaLove.com. All right, AlfredaLove.com, AlfredaLove.com. All right, connect with me there. Also, come back on tomorrow, blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, blogtalkradio.com, /twice. Okay, FredaLove is also on my website. Be sure to come back. Be sure to come back. I want to connect. In addition to that, make sure that you also please remember that we're going to have a couple of workshops coming up. So please remember those workshops that we have coming up. I will give you more information with that. As I said before, if you would like for Mr. Steve Baquet to come to your organization, to come to your school, to come to your business, to come to your church, wherever, just let me know. Also, check out his website, Stephen Baquet. Check out his website. And he will be a guest. He will be my first guest, actually, on the 91.3 station. All right, he will be my guest. And then followed by Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Also, connect with her, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. As I said before, if you need motivational speakers, hello. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you would like to be on a national ministry, on a national platform, on two different radios, please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would like to tell you a little bit about this new TV series. I am seeking amazing people. And when I say that, I'm seeking individuals who are amazing to be featured on my new show entitled Amazing People. And these are amazing people around the world. I'm going to also have a segment as well where I'm going to really focus on students. Okay, I'm going to focus on students. But I really, I'm going to send out a huge submission, a huge call for amazing people. And I'm going to give you the guidelines, because you're going to have to basically put this in a video format, because we want this particular series on television, and I want it on my television series, but I want it to be of quality. All right? So I'm going to give you the guidelines, and we're going to really just go into the fact of who are the amazing people. This gives you more exposure. And when I say amazing, we're talking about amazing stories. We're talking about captivating stories. We're speaking about amazing people who have done amazing things. Now, I know everyone's amazing if you, for instance, have helped to build something. The amazing, captivating stories, once-in-a-lifetime amazing stories. And so I'm going to send out the submission. I want you to email me back, send the video in, and we'll go from there. But this gives you more exposure, okay? You're on television. I'm also going to give you a radio interview as well. So I'm going to construct that particular email and, that particular submission on many of the internet links and in the newspapers and things of that nature. Now then, in addition to that, if you need a speaker, okay, you have Dr. Stephen Baquet. Dr. Stephen Baquet has been featured on many national television stations. I know I've said that before, but I want to reiterate because I have some new people who just joined. In addition to that, he was homeless, and he's a self-made millionaire. God blessed him, and he turned into a millionaire. Amen, almost overnight. He has created many million-dollar industries. He helps businesses generate revenue. He is a mentor of mine. His mentor was Mr. Zig Ziglar. All of you educators or business individuals who have read about Zig Ziglar, Mr. Stephen Buckey, Dr. Stephen Buckey, was closely associated with Mr. Zig Ziglar. I'm learning a lot. I check in with Mr. Buckey, Dr. Buckey, at least twice a week. He has some very just important information to give about business and education and things of that nature. So I believe and I know that he will be a great fit for your organization. Now then, there's a huge event coming up in Houston, Texas, and we will be at different bookstores and at different places because Mr. Buckey, Dr. Buckey, will be speaking and things of that nature. So if you're interested, email me, emoney_love@yahoo.com. And so with that being said, I want you to connect with me, especially if you're an event planner, especially if you're with a school or organization and you need speakers, motivational speakers to motivate your students, all age levels, all age groups, please be sure to do that. But in the meantime, as I said before, connect with me at Free to Love. On any platform, it could be Facebook, Twitter, it could be LinkedIn, connect with me. And when I say connect, I don't just mean connect and then we never speak to each other again. Connect with me. Let's see how we can help each other with business and things of that nature. That is what a connection is. You know, it's kind of like when you go to a particular event and you just pass out business cards and nothing ever happens. Okay? Well, this year, 2018, when we connect, we're connecting for a purpose. We're connecting for to help each other in the fact of business. You know, if you have a new book, then, yeah, I want to feature you. I want you on the show so that individuals will know you have a new book. And so I'm learning a lot as far as the mentorship with, wow, an amazing Dr. Buckey working as his personal assistant. And so it's very important that we understand how business is and we understand that education is very essential because he will tell you his story, and I'm not going to steal the thunder, but he will tell you his story of how when he was in school, he said he had a hard time. He said they basically just wrote him off, you know, because he had some learning deficiencies. And so, I mean, his story is amazing, and so he would be great at any school because his story is so amazing. And to all the individuals who sometimes, you know, we have a passion, you have a passion for education, it's very important that we as leaders, as educators, as individuals who work with children continue to motivate those children, because just because they have a deficiency does not mean that we just write them off and say, oh, those kids can't learn, because they can. And he's living proof that all things are possible, you know. And so it's very important. So if you need a speaker, and I also speak as well, we're going to be doing some workshops together as well. But if you need a speaker, then please email me, emoney_love@yahoo.com. And once again, I really want to appreciate each and every one of you for being with me as we were on Facebook and we had those questions. We're going to start back those questions. We're on number two. And so we're going to start those questions back. And basically we're back on air. I'm going to have to get the music. I'm not sure what happened when the technology messed up, because it messed up my music as well. But it didn't mess up the anointing. Amen. It messed up the music, but not the anointing. Amen. Praise God. But I want to appreciate each and every one of you. We have many individuals who are on the line. be sure to call somebody and text somebody and tell somebody about the iFreeToLoveShow.com. I really appreciate all of the media and all of you who have given this particular show an opportunity to be exposed even more, as far as having our own TV, you know, having our own TV series, as well as being on another radio platform. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, you know, we just continue to pray unto God, and we continue to trust and believe in God. One of the things I want you guys to understand and recognize is that you're going to have to start listening to God. God wants to do so much for us, and there's nothing that you have done that God said he would not forgive you. One of the things that I want you to understand, listen to God. Do the will of God. Be faithful unto God. Continue to pray no matter how your storm looks, no matter what your storm feels like. We have to praise God every day. Just because you don't see a post that says 6 a.m. is time to pray, 11 a.m. is time to pray, 3 p.m. is time to pray, just because you doesn't see that does not mean that we should not be praying. We have to pray in season and out of season. One of the things I want to talk to you guys about is the fact that we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, individuals, you know, people, it's a problem with our youth listening to people then committing suicide. And so I have a workshop that I've put together that I'm going to put on for our youth, because what happens is our youth listen to people, to other kids, and mainly, and they really mess up their self-esteem. They really do. And we find these kids who commit suicide, or they'll come into school and they'll kill up everybody because people was talking about them. And we need to teach these youth, these students, the right way to handle those type of things. And same thing with adults, you know. There are some people who want to see you do well and some people who just don't. They live off of that. That's human nature. They don't have Jesus in their lives. And they wonder why this blessing's always passed me by, because you don't want to see anybody else blessed. And so when we do that, when we hate on people or when we, you know, want to see people fail, then our blessings, God says, are obscure. They're hidden, God says, because we can't be the light of the world if our hearts are dark. And one of the things that I tell all of my listeners is to be happy for people and genuinely happy. Don't just say, oh, I'm so happy for you, then you go back and talk about them. Or if they stumble or fall, oh, I'm going to talk about them. Because that could be you. That could really be you. And we never know about this life. You know what I'm saying? You never know what happens. You never know what's going to happen in this lifetime. We don't know. And so every day, we should live life to the fullest every single day, because we don't know. Every single day, it should be a day of thanksgiving. We don't have time to, you know, while you're gossiping, while you're thinking about the other person, you need to be praying for them. And then pray for yourself as well, because I found out that when we worry about other people's camps, our camp is running haywire. And I tell people that all the time. Take care of you first. Then you can help take care of others. God says the charity starts at home. You have to start at home. You have to take care of home first. Then you spread abroad. Understand? You know, no reason in your camp starving and you're giving all the food to everybody else. God says charity starts at home and then it spreads abroad. So there's no use in you worried about somebody else. You need to be praying for them. And your camp is wild, you know. So that's the type of concept that I want you guys to understand. You have to stay focused. You can't listen to people. People, you have to know who to listen to, because there are some people who want to see you do well. There are. I'm just being honest with you. There are some people who want to see you do well. There are some people who's going to stick by you no matter what. There are some people who want to pray for you. There are some people who are going to help see you through. And then there are some people who want to see you fail, period, point blank. I never understood that, but there are actually some people who want to see you fail. That is scary. There are some people who want to see you fail. But what happens is at the end, God says, they get absolutely nothing. There's no abundance because that's not of God. When we want to see people fail, when we want to dig ditches for people, God says it never works. And God says you will always have the poor among you. God says because people, instead of loving, people are hating. Instead of helping, people are hurting. Right? Instead of forgiving, people are holding that as if they're so perfect and so righteous. And you're not. We're not. God says you all have fallen short of the glory of God. And so from this day forth, one of the things, because God wants to bless us. I've said this before. I've talked to my millionaire group. I've talked to my $2 million group. And let me tell you something. It's coming to pass. God is putting it into position. The $1 million group, the $2 million group, the $3 million group, the $4 million group, the $5 million group, and God even says six. God is putting it into pass. You will see it in about 2 months. Now, because I've been talking about this, but you know the enemy tries to interject and make us lose focus. God says keep focus. He says you're on the right track. He says you hit a stumbling block. He said you did. He said, but that's human nature. He says, you keep moving. He says, you need to focus on me. And that's what I want us to do. Focus on God. If you have been focusing on negative people, if you have been responding to negative people, if you have been entertaining negative people, stop. God is placing you in the millionaire status. Do you understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people think we're talking about monetary. God says your life is going to be rich. It's going to be filled with abundance. God talks about the harvest. He says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Why? Because nobody is showing up to their own harvest. Did you hear what I said? This is not, the harvest is not something that, it's a field and God is expecting people to come work the harvest. God says that is your harvest over there, but you fail to show up. Because why? Because you're too busy listening to people, their negativity, their mess, right? You're too busy worried about what people are saying. You're too busy responding to foolishness that you're not showing up to your million-dollar harvest. And God is talking to all of us. He says, you're not showing up. He says, every time a new day starts, you're looking up. What are they saying about me? Paranoid. Responding to foolishness. And your harvest is plenteous, but the labels are few because those who God has called are not showing up. I'm telling you, God said it's already here. The $1 million, the $2 million, the three, the four, the five, the six. God says it's already here. And this is not to get people to come to Christ. God says you already know who you are. He says you're already in the realm of this. Of those particular statuses. You're already in the realm of those particular areas. And so if you're already in the realm of those particular areas, the only thing you have to do is show up and you have to work hard each and every day. And when you work hard each and every day, then you reap those particular benefits. But if we, including me, are so busy worried about negativity. People are going to talk whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad. People are going to let them talk. You need to be showing up to what God has authorized you to have. God has already placed you. He's already done that. So whatever the negativity of the world is saying in your ear, whispering in your ear, I'm talking to youth, I'm talking to adults, it doesn't matter. It's done. Show up every day, starting tomorrow, to your destiny. God says there is a harvest, $1 million harvest. He says all of you are on different levels. But instead of showing up to those levels, you're showing up to negativity, worried about what people are saying. And those are the same people who are not even close to what God is getting ready to give unto you. God says they haven't even started, but you're wasting your time on foolishness. some of you are almost out of the $6 million status, up to almost 10, and you're wasting your time because you're so worried about the Joneses that you're not even doing what you're supposed to be doing in the field, because you're listening to negativity, gossip, foolishness, and God has already taken care of it. What we find is if we tend to our own harvest, we'll have enough to give to others. But we're so busy, worried about the Joneses and the Smiths, that our harvest over here is just sitting there because we're not working on it. We're too busy listening to foolishness, all in somebody else's business, running to and fro like the devil. God says, starting tonight, and this is to my listeners, starting tonight, forget about the negativity. God says you move forward. Life goes on. To the youth, you're listening to negativity at school and you can't do your work. You're smart as a whip, but you cannot do your work because of negativity. You're responding. You're upset. And the same people that you're upset with, they're not making A's. Right? They're not coming to school every day like you are. But you, for some reason, entertain that foolishness. It's very important to youth and to adults. It's very important that you, first of all, mind your own business. Second of all, that you continue to pray to God. And third of all, that you show up. That you show up to the job that God has called you to do. And God says, y'all are at the millionaire status. Yes, you on this line right now, I'm talking to you. And this is not to entice you. It doesn't matter how many people listen to this ministry. This ministry is going to go on regardless. And this ministry is on another platform. And this ministry, the ministry was just asked to be on about 3 or 4, and we have a TV show. So it doesn't matter. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what God specifically said, and it's coming to pass. God says you are in the millionaire status, and you continuously, every day, debit out of that millionaire status because you are responding to negativity. You're so concerned and paranoid what people are saying, and these are the same people continue to stay at the same level they're at, and God wants to take us to a higher level. So it's very important that we as individuals, that we as people, continue to listen to the word, to the words of God. Very important. It does not mean that you shun every person, but if it's not positive, if it's not something that can be added into your life, it does not matter. You pray unto God. People are going to be people. They're doing their jobs, talking. Lip service, that's what that is. Lip service, right? And God says that their harvest is suffering. And every day, right, because they're not showing up, every day they're losing from that millionaire status. Every single day. Because you waste so much time worried about the Joneses. You waste so much time worried about the Smiths. Spending your time on negative people. And if you look at their track records, it's nowhere close to what God is talking about. They do what they do, which is talk, gossip. And individuals like you who are already in the million status, that God wants to take you higher in your abundance, you're depleting from what God wants to do because you're too busy. Instead of you praying and thanking God and asking God for guidance, you're listening to that negativity. You're responding to the negativity. And now you find yourself in the negativity. It's not worth it. Put your energy into something that is positive. Put your energy into something. Encircle yourself around individuals who are doing something positive. For instance, Mr. Stephen Bakay, right? Excellent. He has a lot of knowledge. He's in my circle now. Sister Lisa Nichols, a lot of knowledge. She's in my circle now. Positive. She's going places. He's going places. They're doing something. You don't see any negativity. They're talking about people. They're talking about business. They're talking about growth. They're talking about how to make it in this world besides prayer. Prayer is the only way we can make it, but in addition to prayer. That's what I mean, in addition to prayer. Those are the type of people you want to encompass. But using your energy, not showing up, using your energy on negativity instead of at the harvest, you're going to always be at the level that you are. Tell people this in a workshop. Listening to people. People are going to talk. Let them talk. You're going to make mistakes. Keep it moving. It's not the end of the world. And you're not the only one who's made a mistake in your life. You're not the only one who's fallen. You're not the only one who has a mishap. Right? You're not the only one. We're not the only one. You keep it moving, and you substitute and put people in your life who really want to see you succeed. It's very important. I tell kids that all the time. You have to select your friends. You can't let somebody just come into your life and just be negative every single day. You're going to have to select individuals in your life who really want to see you succeed. And for those individuals who don't want to see people succeed, we're praying for you, because you're never going to see the abundance of God, because that's not the light of the world. That's darkness. That's hating, being haters. You have to get to the point where you love people regardless. They lied on me. They did this. They did that. You still have to love them. Nobody's going to make me miss my blessing because of their foolishness. But I tell you what, I'm going to surround myself with people who are positive and people who are moving forward, people who have or can produce results. I've added about 60 business people within my circle, and I said it on my Facebook page. I'd rather have 2 real people than 200 fake, phony people pat you on the back and do whatever in your face and then do whatever behind your back. I'm that person that I tell people this all the time, even in training, tell my friends and my family. I don't have time to hate on anybody, to be jealous of anyone, because God has blessed me. And so I like to bless other people. I like it when people do well. I like it when people say, I have a new this, or I have a new that, or I'm doing this, or I was promoted. I like that. That gets me inspired. Then I have people that say, you know, I've fallen short of his glory. Well, let us pray together. Let us help you get over this. I'm not going to go and gossip, because I have $1 million and some here, $6 million, that I need to be working on in this lifetime. And while I'm doing this, I'm praying for you, because I don't have time to sit up here and be in your business, and my camp is off the chain. See what I'm saying? So I want y'all to get to the point where, you know, we don't deal with negativity, period. Every day is positive. I don't care what it is. Every day is positive. Every single day. You stuck in traffic, it's still positive because you have gas in your car to wait and it slowed down the traffic. Maybe the traffic needs to be slowed down. I don't know. Understand? You have to wait in line to get your food. Maybe it's good to wait. That'll give you time to think a little bit. Every single circumstance that happens, you think about something positive. I don't care what happens. Whatever happens in life, you think about positive things. Starting tomorrow, your computer won't work. You need to do your assignment. Praise the Lord for having the ability to text or call. Praise the Lord for having the ability to be able to go somewhere else and submit your work. But whatever happens, think about the positive. That's what God is saying. Just because you have a negative doesn't mean that you have to have another negative. I told you that. I said when there's one negative and a positive, it's still negative. Why? Because of your mindset. You have to think higher. If that number, that negative number is high, then you're going to have a negative. But if you think higher than that negative situation, you're going to go higher. This is motivation for y'all. You can't just, and we haven't spoken in a while, you can't just sit there and give up on life because of a mishap. You can't just sit there and say, woe is me. There's more doors than one. There's more ways to be successful than one way. And you have to learn to trust and depend on God. God's going to always take care of us, no matter what. He's going to always take care of us, no matter what. And so it's very important that during this particular time and during this particular season, that we really focus on God. Because God, I'm telling you, and I'm not joking, God says there's $6 million in the harvest. He said, but you got to work to get it. $6 million. Now listen to this. If you're so concerned and focused, and I cannot stress this enough, so concerned and focused on the negativity, the negative things, you're not working in your harvest. You're not showing up, and God says there's a depletion. You wonder why? Why am I coming up short? Because you're too busy worried about the Joneses, talking about the Joneses instead of praying for them, and you're not taking care of your account. And that's why you're not bringing in any revenue. That's why you're not bringing in any increase within your life, because you're too busy in the Joneses camp, who they may have had a mishap, but they're still moving forward. But you're still talking. And talking is not going to get you anywhere. And usually it's the wrong information. So you might as well work on your harvest. That's what God is telling us. He says, work on your harvest starting tomorrow. Work on your harvest. There's a $1 million harvest there, but you have to work. Everybody who's listening to this ministry right now, I'm not talking about who's going to listen to it in a couple of hours, a couple of days. Right now, God says, there is $6 million in the harvest, and some of you still are not showing up because you're too busy talking. You're too busy worried about everybody else except yourself. And your stuff is going lacking. Your camp is missing a tent. It's missing a cover. And there's a storm that's about to hit your camp. And you are too busy over there gossiping about the Joneses and the Smiths. And your camp, there's a storm that's about to hit your camp. So it's very important that we pray each day and we work on our own harvest. Because we have to be ready. We have to be prepared. Amen? Amen. So be sure to just, as I said before, continue to think positive. Continue to respond to positive. Leave the negative alone. It's not even worth it. Negative talk is zero. You want to go to the abundance. Look at your circle. Who do you need to add? Who do you need to say, I'm going to pray for you? And keep it moving. We're not going to delete anyone out of our life because we need to pray for individuals. But there are individuals who you need in your life to connect with. Okay? All right. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lit you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Frida. Love.